This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Saturday marks the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. In downtown Chattanooga, celebrations will unfold along the riverfront. Samantha Wright is with Friends of the Festival. Samantha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Tell us about Riverfront Nights for Saturday, July 4th, America 250.
Yeah, so as you know, July 4th this year is on a Saturday, so what better way to celebrate with Riverfront Nights? So we'll be having tons of activities, and we'll be starting at 1:45 p.m. that day with an opening ceremony by the SAR and the DAR Chickamauga chapter, and then we'll follow into our event with the Colonial Village opening, and the theme is obviously life in 1776, so there'll be vendors and exhibitors there doing some blacksmithing, candle making, woodworking, a colonial post office that's going to be provided by the Chattanooga Library, so it'll be pretty cool to have out there. And as well, we'll actually have a Declaration of Independence signing where you can sign your name on a Declaration of Independence for the day.
And then from there,
we'll be going into the children's games that are going to be produced by the Audubon Society, known for the McClellan Shelter projects and their Pioneer Days. And so they'll be bringing out some of those games that they have that you would see at the Pioneer Games, like Graces and Hoop Rolling, and then some Cherokee games as well, like a marble and Chuckney.
And then from there,
we'll follow into our first Independence Day walk and talk that is being hosted by the National Park Partners with Jennifer Crutchfield. And they'll be doing a history tour of Ross's Landing, which is one of the most historic sites in Chattanooga. And it's about a 45-minute tour with her. And if you're interested in participating in that tour, you can sign up directly on their website for National Park Partners, and there'll be a 3 p.m. and a 5 p.m. tour.
nppcha.org for
yes.
That sign up.
Yes.
And then?
Then we'll start with our music. At 4 p.m., we'll have the 129th Army Band play, and they'll be doing some classic tunes that, you know, is all Americana. So it should be really fun. I think this is the first time that they've played here on July 4th, so it should be really special. And then we'll go into the Voices of Lee. They are an a cappella group from Lee University. They'll be playing from 5:30 to about 6:15. It's a 15 ensemble. It's really great. I wouldn't want to miss it for sure. And then as we go on through the day, the Colonial Village will close at 6, as well as the children's game. So if you're interested in participating in those, that's open from 2 to 6. We'll go right into our normal Riverfront Nights opener from there, which is Courtney Cowart and the Bad Matador. And they'll be playing, you know, your classic Americana women like Dolly Parton, Lerlin, all of those ones that you know from your childhood. And then we will have our headliner at 8:30, which is Johnny Folsom, a Johnny Cash tribute band.
Johnny Folsom 4.
Yes, yes. And then to follow that, we'll have the Hamilton County and City of Chattanooga drone show and pyro show. And Riverfront Nights has the best seat in the house for that.
And both mayors will be on hand for that. Chattanooga Mayor Tim Kelly and Hamilton County Mayor Weston Womp.
Yes, yes. They'll be there. They'll do the introduction and then we'll get it set off with a bang. And the drone show will have over 500 drones, so it should be a really spectacular sight to see. As you know, working with Friends of the Festival, I'm excited to see the iconic Riverbend waterfall over Walnut Street Bridge come back.
For people who want to check all of this out, where can they go online?
Riverfrontnights.com, and we have a dedicated page just for July 4th where you can find all of these details on the Independence Day walk and talks, the Colonial Village, all of the bands, and even a little bit more about the drone and waterfall.
All right. Samantha, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Roots at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.